Welcome to USGBC's podcast on green building and ESG, What You Need to Know. I'm Taryn Holoka. ESG, or environmental social governance, is everywhere you look these days. What does ESG mean, and why does it matter? Recent current economic, public health, and social justice crisis has intensified the already surging interest in ESG. In the Harvard Law School Forum on Corporate Governance, ESG is defined as how companies can be evaluated across various socially desirable ends. It describes factors used to measure the non-financial impacts of particular investments and companies. When we talk about ESG, we mean how a company is managed, invested, and run to a set of governance, social, and environmental criteria. ESG and green building practices have experienced massive growth over several years. The global market has seen the emergence of new products, low carbon strategies, and more. At the same time, green building has experienced continued growth, even during a pandemic, and has developed into a multi-billion dollar industry. For more than 25 years, green building has provided a framework to define leadership and drive market transformation. The result is thousands of certified green building projects that are more efficient, less polluting, and healthier for their occupants. This track record has earned LEED an important place in the rapidly evolving ESG reporting and sustainable finance world. LEED certified assets provide the basis for new exchange traded funds, define the use of proceeds for green bonds, and earn points on the GRESB ESG benchmark. Today, the bar for green is rising among institutional investors, property companies, and funds. This includes new targets for greenhouse gas emissions and new requirements for supply chain management, accompanied by a growing emphasis on social equity and justice. Moreover, companies, funds, and individual assets are increasingly being asked to back up their aspirations with real-world measured performance. So how do green building and ESG work together? Essentially, ESG provides a framework to describe governance, business strategy, and expectations. Green building does the work and provides the evidence. Green building is really where the rubber meets the road and companies can demonstrate that they're walking the talk. ESG provides information about organizational governance and management. Stakeholders use this information in their investment decision-making and asset management. Both ESG and green building goals are to make something better. In terms of green building, it's better spaces. For ESG, it's better companies. And of course, the overlap in those two areas is significant. Topics including asset valuation, resilience, performance, social goals, and environmental impact are the foundations for ESG and green building. Both ESG and green building rating systems like LEED have a few things in common. First is the importance of transparency for stakeholders at every level: shareholders, building owners, and occupants, and the community. Second, they offer differentiation, both for leaders and for laggards. And they also provide opportunities such as asset improvement and innovation. So what should you as a green building professional know about ESG? Green building pros already know about the E. It's what we all do every day. But don't forget about the S and the G. And when thinking about your own company, are ESG metrics part of your executive compensation? Are your assets aligned with your social goals around health and equity? These are essential factors in the ESG conversation. Institutional investors are both the recipient and the driver of ESG reporting. Investors consider ESG information in investment decisions because they consider it financially material to investment performance. In fact, according to recent PricewaterhouseCoopers research, investors are paying more attention to the ESG risks and opportunities facing the companies they invest in and are poised to take action. Nearly 80% of survey respondents said ESG was an important factor in their investment decision-making. Almost 70% thought that ESG factors should figure into executive compensation targets. About 50% expressed willingness to divest from companies that didn't take sufficient action on ESG issues. Said one investment firm's head of ESG, "We're at a tipping point where ESG has gone mainstream. You can't walk into a financial institution now to talk about long-term themes without mentioning ESG." So what your company can do today. So consider establishing a formal ESG team and ESG rules. Support from the highest levels organizationally will ensure integration into your company's entire culture. Kind of under the premise, you can't manage what you don't measure. Company leaders really need to think about what they want to measure. So step one, the first step is building an ESG program to assess the current state of your organization, identify potential risks, and map metrics to corporate goals. Step two, once you understand what you'd like to accomplish, engage with key internal stakeholders and establish priorities around strategy goals and metrics. Step three, collect and consolidate information for reporting. It's essential to consolidate auditable, accurate data submitted through questionnaires and made public through things like Yahoo Finance, Bloomberg terminals, and other financial institutions. Another metric that is becoming increasingly important is climate risk. There's a new proposed SEC rule which calls for the enhancement and standardization of climate-related disclosures. This new proposed rule really boils down to three important conclusions. Number one, climate risks can be material for investors. Number two, investors need clear, consistent communications about greenhouse gas emissions and potential impacts on business and financial statements. And number three, companies should report on actions and outcomes to manage these risks. So what tools do USGBC and GBCI offer to help with ESG reporting and metrics? Well, the most important, of course, is LEED. LEED certified buildings save money, they improve efficiency, they lower carbon emissions, and create healthier places for people. They're critical to addressing climate change, meeting ESG goals, enhancing resilience, and supporting more equitable communities. Companies certify their projects to LEED both at the single project level, but also at the entire portfolio level. So start with performance. Getting more buildings focused on performance means making the tools that track and measure more accessible. So not all buildings are ready to pursue LEED, but all buildings can start measuring and tracking progress. By doing so, facility teams can see how small decisions can take them one step closer to the leadership standards that LEED outlines. During a pandemic, the ability to track and report on building systems and performance has never been more critical. Health has been a central part of green building for many years because good strategies for the environment often have important individual and global health benefits. In LEED v4.1, nearly two-thirds of the credits relate to health and wellness. The rating system has also been a framework that helps teams understand how sustainable decisions also support people. The pandemic has catapulted these strategies into a new spotlight and revealed areas where new guidance is needed to support owners and building teams as they work to reassure people that these spaces are safe and healthy. To support facility teams and projects, USGBC introduced Safety First pilot credits. The credits outline sustainable best practices aligned with public health and industry guidelines. It outlines approaches for cleaning and disinfecting, workplace reoccupancy, indoor air quality, and water systems. And these credits can be used by LEED projects that are certified or those that are undergoing certification. LEED also addresses myriad issues beyond ESG. As a quick primer, to achieve LEED certification, a project earns points by adhering to prerequisites and credits that address carbon, energy, water, waste, transportation, materials, health, and indoor environmental quality. These projects go through a verification and review process by GBCI, and then they're awarded points that correspond to a level of LEED certification. The goal of LEED is to create better buildings that reduce contribution to global climate change, enhance individual human health, protect and restore water resources, protect and enhance biodiversity and ecosystem services, promote sustainable and regenerative material cycles, and enhance community quality of life. LEED is for all building types and phases, including new construction, interior fit-outs, operations and maintenance, and core and shell. And of course, LEED is a holistic system that doesn't simply focus on one building element. Instead, it looks at the big picture, factoring in all of the critical elements that work together to create the best building possible. In LEED, 35% of the credits are related to climate change, 20% of the credits directly impact human health, 15% impact water resources, 10% impact biodiversity, 10% impact the green economy, 5% of the credits impact community, and 5% of the credits impact natural resources. LEED for Cities and Communities also helps local leaders as a system to create responsible, sustainable, and specific plans for natural systems, energy, water, waste, and transportation, and many other factors that contribute to quality of life in a city. USGBC also offers LEED Volume certification, which was created to meet the needs of companies and organizations looking to institute green building at the portfolio scale or on a volume scale. Using this option streamlines the LEED certification process by focusing on building design, operations, and delivery similarities. And then ARC, which is a state-of-the-art digital platform for measuring and tracking building performance. ARC allows buildings and spaces to compare performance metrics across the globe and connect them to green building strategies. In 2019, ARC became available for free to all buildings and spaces. Now, any space anywhere can start benchmarking and tracking their energy, water, waste, transportation-related emissions, occupant experience, and indoor quality. ARC provides reports and category-level performance certificates that become a stepping stone to LEED certification. ARC also recently introduced climate risk tools that allows users to understand, track, and manage climate risks associated with their buildings and portfolios. The climate risk tools help asset managers, owners, and other stakeholders comply with new reporting expectations, such as recommendations from the Financial Stability Board Task Force on Climate-Related Financial Disclosure. So what is the future of ESG and green building? It's estimated that only 21% of the current U.S. building stock is green. ESG may be precisely the spark needed for green building programs to make the kind of game-changing impact needed in today's climate. Think of LEED as one of the currencies in ESG. The climate crisis has also propelled the reshaping of finance. Yahoo Finance added a sustainability tab on their website where anybody can find out what the ESG performance of a company is and how that compares to its competitors. Many speculate that ESG and green building will become more streamlined and aligned in the future. There may also be greater clarity on what is and what isn't good performance. There will also be fewer opportunities for greenwashing. Another factor that is becoming more important is the supply chain. Just as companies must figure out how to stay in business by meeting the demands of their customers, so too must companies balance that with what has become an emerging compliance issue, hewing to ESG standards. What started as optional for many global corporations is now steadily becoming a requirement. Industries will be required to make profit for their shareholders and demonstrate they care about their customers, employees, and members of the communities in which the business operates. In thinking about the supply chain of our buildings, there will be a greater emphasis on what kinds of materials went into the building, what the nature of the company is, and its social impact. The bottom line is that ESG isn't going anywhere anytime soon, and green building is a powerful mechanism for companies to meet their ESG goals. LEED helps investors meet their goals by providing the robust and globally recognized green building framework to measure and manage their real estate performance. LEED helps investors implement management practices to prioritize building efficiency, decrease operational costs, increase asset value, and ensure occupants' productivity, comfort, health, and well-being. At the end of the day, green buildings must be superior assets, and ESG must distinguish superior companies. I think this is something we can all get behind.